Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Yehuda confronts Yosef. Vayigash Elov Yehuda, and he tries to defend the brothers. So what does this mean, Vayigash Elov Yehuda? He was Vayigash El Yosef, he approached Yosef. Chidush HaArim argues that maybe Vayigash Elov means to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayigash Elov Yehuda, that Yehuda, he, Vayigash, he had an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says that we know that the name of Yehuda is Al Shem Hapam Odes Hashem. Yehuda, Miloshan Hoda, to recognize, to admit, God is here, to admit God. He recognizes Hapam Odes Hashem. This is the midah of Yehuda, to be makir, to admit. We even find that with Tamar. So when he realizes that he's wrong, he's moda, that she was right. What does it mean to admit? When you admit, right, a hoda is a thank you, and it's also an admission. Because when you admit the reality, so I thank you. Like, I realize that you helped me. So I admit, and I thank you. It comes from the same source, because it really is coming from the same perspective. So Yehuda is all about recognizing the truth. So Vayigash Elov Yehuda, it was Dafka, this koach of Yehuda, of recognizing the truth, that gave him the ability to confront or to have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this very trying time. Because, says the Kedush HaRim, when a person's in a tough time, when a person's struggling, when a person's facing adversity, so the number one thing that a person has to do is he has to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in the situation that he's facing. And Yehuda here is, you know, up against the ropes and he's in a tough spot. And what did he do? How did he respond? Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Yehuda, with all the kochos of what it means to be Yehuda, he invested into his recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role. And the Sfas Emes adds that that's the reason, perhaps, why we find Yehuda going through the whole story in the beginning of the Parsha, right? Yehuda starts out the Parsha, he comes forward, and he starts repeating the whole story. And it's a little bit funny, because Yosef was there the whole time. The story is about him and Yosef. Why is he repeating the whole story? So the Sfas Emes says he wasn't repeating the story so that Yosef would know the story. Of course Yosef knows the story. He was repeating it in order to be mechazek himself. He was going through the whole story and saying, like, this is crazy. We came down, all we wanted to do is we had good intentions, we were honest that we had a brother, and then this guy told us, and Hashem, I see your guiding hand in this situation. That's what he was doing. He was going over the story to be mechazek himself, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was running the situation. And when a person sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one running the situation, so there's no ra, there's no bad. It might be tough, it might be trying, it might be a challenge, but it's not bad. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, yesh me'ayin, which means there was nothing, and he made stuff. Yesh, he made stuff me'ayin, from nothing. And it's brought down in Hasidic Svarim that the avoda of a person is to take that process and to reverse it. Yesh me'ayin, to get to ayin from yesh. Meaning to see all of the stuff and to realize that it's all a mirage. It's all nothing. It's to see all the yesh and realize that ayin me'yesh. And this is the idea of eno milvado. That when a person's in a tough situation, they realize that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eno milvado, there are no other kochos in the world that are really trying to get us. But everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is really the ultimate bechina of Shabbos. The Zohar says about Shabbos that on Shabbos, all of the dinim are misbatlin. All of the tainas, all of the gzeiras, they're all batal. Now what does that mean? If God forbid, lo aleinu, a person is sick, he's still sick when Shabbos comes. If a person's having financial difficulties, he's still having financial difficulties when Shabbos comes. What does it mean that on Shabbos, all the dinim are misbatlin? So I'll answer that by asking another question, which is that if you've ever read the Mizmor of Shabbos, more Shir Yom HaShabbos. So first of all, you know that of all of the Shir Shal Yoms, the fact that the Shir Shal Yom of Yom Rishon is Shir Shal Yom of Yom Rishon doesn't say anything in the Mizmor that it's the Shir Shal Yom of Yom Rishon. It's just a mizmor, and for some reason they chose that that should be Yom Rishon. It's not for some reason, there's a reason. But Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, it's only the mizmor of Shabbos where the first words are mizmor shir liyom haShabbos. So there was no question which capital of Tehillim was going to be chosen to be the shir shel yom of Shabbos. It says in it, mizmor shir liyom haShabbos. The only problem is that when you read it, it has nothing to do with Shabbos. The whole thing is about tzaddik v'ralo, Rosh HaVetovlo, right? What's the whole thing about? It's all about how I see the Rishayim are successful, but I have a belief that one day they'll wilt away like the grass, but the tzaddik is like a tree, and even though if he's suffering now, but he'll... What's all this talk about tzaddik v'ralo, why do bad things happen to good people? So Rav Huttner writes in Pachad Yitzchak that that's the essence of Shabbos. The essence of Shabbos is to recognize that a Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And therefore, what's the greatest statement that we can make that Hashem runs the world? That we're not bothered by tzaddik v'ralo. It's challenging and it's hard to understand, but it's not an emunah crisis because we recognize that a Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And that is the ultimate expression of Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, we stop with all of our work. And what do you mean? If you don't work, how are you going to make any money? The answer is, Hashem runs the world. So on Shabbos, we stop all of our hishtaglus, and we just say, Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. That's what the essence of Shabbos is all about. And that's why the Zohar maybe says that all of the dinar are mizbatlin, because it's true, the person is still sick, the financial troubles are still there. But on Shabbos, we have a much higher perspective on all of that. And we recognize hakol, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'll end by saying that this is the greatest statement of this, is what we read in Yeshayo, on a fast day, the Haftorah on a fast day, Dirshu Hashem, Bimotso. So we say, Ki lo machshavosai, machshavoseichem, v'lo darcheichem derachai. We say that we can't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbonos. What we know is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And the Radak quotes from his father that that explains the next psukim in the Haftorah there of Dirshu Hashem. Because what do we say? We say, Ki kasher yered hageshem v'asheleg. Talks about the rain. What's the point of the rain? So he says a beautiful idea. He says that the reason why we need rain is because the earth dries up. But why does the earth dry up? Because of the sun. The heat of the sun dries up the earth. So that's why we need rain. But where does the rain come from? When the earth dries up, the liquid evaporates and it goes up into the clouds. And that's why there's rain. So if you think about it, the sun is both the reason that we need rain, but it's also the cause of rain. So he says that that imagery is supposed to connect us to this appreciation of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu might bring rain, or he might dry up, he might cause trouble, but he's also the solution to the problem. And that's the whole depth of Ki lo darcheichem derachai. It's the recognition that even though we see things that look bad, but behind all of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running everything. He's the one who's drying out the ground. He's also the one who's providing the rain in order so that the ground doesn't get dried out. And that's also pshat later. We say, Tachas ha-na'atzutz ya'ale brosh. What's a na'atzutz? A thorn bush. And what's a brosh? A beautiful cypress tree. So we might see a na'atzutz, but inside there's a brosh. Tachas ha-na'atzutz ya'ale brosh. You might see right now thorn bushes, but don't worry. In place of that thorn bush will soon be a beautiful cypress tree. So, Vayigash, I love Yehuda. We should all, Mirtz Hashem, have the koach. We shouldn't have to face trouble. But everybody faces trouble at some point in life. And when we do, we realize that the way that we confront it is Vayigash, Elov, El Hashem. Elov to Hashem. That Yehuda was mechazek himself in his recognition as a munah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And that was what gave him the ability to confront this tremendous challenge of facing Yosef. All right, guys.